Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We heard a little bit during the Kingdom cliches. PFF continues to crop up.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say for better or worse.
Right.
When you're kind of the authority and you created the system, it's sometimes I go, well, you made the system. Like the ESPN, remember they came up with their own quarterback rating?
Yeah, that ESPN thing, was a QBR.
And
yeah.
You're like,
And they didn't tell anybody how they created it.
Is anybody else doing it? Or are you just telling us this is what it is because you guys decided this is what it is?
Right.
PFF does a lot of that, I think, too.
Semi-pro football focus, out of focus, came out with their ratings, their rankings, and everybody just went, oh, okay, well, it's Chris Collinsworth. So we're going to believe what it says, even though they have Patrick Mahomes as like the 11th best quarterback in the NFL, which is just sinful, really. It really is sinful, and they should have their website taken away. GoDaddy should take away their domain name because they're not capable of having a domain name when you have Patrick Mahomes as the 11th best quarterback in the NFL. That's just wrong. So semi-pro football out of focus. I thought I was the only one that was really bent about these guys, but clearly Travis Kelce's on my side. And welcome to the party, Travis. I'm glad you're here, and I think the two of us together can handle this and take care of business with semi-pro football out of focus because they need a talking to.
So the Kelce's do a podcast now.
Why wouldn't they, right?
You're like...
Where was this forever, right? Yeah, like since podcasting started,
those,
right?
I wish I'd have thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
So they discussed a little PFF.
But I also think that there's agents out here paying guys to get higher grades than others. I
won't
name any names.
I have wondered that for years.
No doubt in my mind.
I don't think so. I choose to believe that PFF is more credible than that, but
more credible.
I think that if that was true, that would completely ruin their website. So I don't think that happens.
You don't think there's agents out here paying these scouts to give higher grades so their players could make more money when it comes down to the bargaining? You don't think there's agents out here trying to slither their way into a few extra?
I don't think so. No, I don't. I think that there's agents trying. I think PFF.
It's happening, Jason.
I just think it would be so. Either way.
I love
Jason
it.
Jason and
in.
Travis Kelce on the New Heights podcast. Trav ain't buying it.
He's like, I'm in.
This is there's something to this thing.
Yeah, he's right about that. He's 100% right about that. First of all, why they're using semi-pro football out of focus in contract negotiations is beyond me because somehow, some way, all of a sudden this became the Bible that everybody in football looked at. How that happened, I don't know. I think with the Chris Collinsworth tie-in and on Sunday Night Football, they started to use it, and it was something for
and you're in first.
Well, and you are in first, but I mean, as we've talked about the nerdification of sports, baseball has had their sabermetricians for all these years, and football was now looking for a way to nerd this thing up a little bit. So the semi-pro football out of focus website started, and now it's here, and all of a sudden people just take it as gospel, and they look at it and they go, well, semi-pro football out of focus said this, so it must be true. No, it really isn't, and I saw something a couple of weeks ago about semi-pro football out of focus. Somebody said something about their algorithm, and they said it's not the algorithm, it's the eye test. And the response was, it makes it even worse then if you're doing this based on the eye test. So it really is one of those things where your opinion and you have the keyboard, you get to type up the report that week, may be different from the opinion that I saw in that game right now. It's a very subjective way of doing things, not an objective way of doing things. And if agents and teams are using that in contract negotiations, that's wild to me. First of all, that is wild. You're using made up information in contract negotiations, but clearly they are, because Travis is convinced, and I am too. Agents are going to use anything that they possibly can. And we know how agents are, right? They don't care. They'll go out there and they'll pay you a couple bucks to make their client look better. It happens all the time. I mean, agents, you know, used to try to buy the media off back in the day, probably, right? So, I mean, you see this all the time in professional sports. How can I get my client more
go
money?
Go for it. I mean, what?
Yeah. You mean paying off the media?
Yeah.
I mean, media people have had relationships with agents all the time. I mean, look at Schefter. Look at all these guys, the Shams and Woj and all these guys who are newsbreakers. They all have relationships mm-hmm. with agents, and they get information from agents.
Burns them.
Yeah. Right? You saw the Schefter story. He's buying gifts for these agents to get the information. Like, this is how it works, right? But semi-pro football out of focus being a thing that you use for contract negotiations are wild. I love the fact that Travis Kelce blew the doors off of this one.
I feel like it's like putting that movie quote on the back of the movie box, you know, when you bought the DVD.
Yeah.
And it had the, you know.
The quotes from the insiders that were paid.
I mean, it's almost like that. That's what you do with your PFF. Your PFF one's called me a 97.2 week 3 offensive guard.
Look, Madden ratings are more important than PFF and better.
I'd probably use that too if I was a player.
Well,
sure.
I would use that over PFF. PFF is just a joke. And look, congratulations to them for finding a niche. But man, I can't stand when people just all of a sudden want to cite PFF all the time for everything. Sometimes you just got to watch the game, and it's okay to look at the game and make your judgments for yourself, because when PFF has Patrick Mahomes as the 11th best quarterback in the NFL, they've lost all credibility.
The Kelce's also on the New Heights podcast discussing the big Derwin James body slam of Travis.
How did it feel when Derwin Not James good. Absolutely, I mean, power bombed the out of you on national television?
Well, it's not my first time getting powerbombed. But yeah, no, I made a cut back, and then all of a sudden he is on me like lightning. I mean, he surprised the shit out of me. Lower man always wins in football. When I felt him wrap his arms around my legs, I'm chuckling in my mind. I'm like, this is not about to end well for me right now. I'm going up. What goes up must come down. The body slam was funny, but what was even more comical is the fact that he asked me after the play or after that drive. He's like, bro, you good? What a great guy, man. What a great guy.
Solid dude.
Some good camaraderie, too. Derwin, he talks a lot.
Oh, God, yes.
So it's kind of cool to say, you okay?
Yeah.
You good?
I told you, I like Derwin James a lot. He's becoming one of my favorite players in the NFL
right
now.
I think you want him
on your team.
Yeah,
Would you trade right now Hunter Dozier for Derwin James?
Yeah. Yes.
I would too. Yeah. I would absolutely do that. Let's
throw in Mondi.
Would you throw in Mondi as well?
Absolutely.
I think we can get that done. Hey, Brett Veach, I know you're not listening, as you said during the promo, but somebody who is listening can let Brett Veach know we'd be willing to trade Dozier and Mondi straight up for Derwin James. Let's make that deal happen.
You're gonna have to read this story for me. I can't believe you sent this to me. I can't believe there's been no likes on social media for this story either. KOA in Denver has put out a tweet about school funding. Very important topic, right? In every state, right? How you gonna fund your schools?
Right.
So they put out a profile piece on the president of a group called Ready Colorado. It's an education advocacy organization. Mm-hmm. And it's a full interview with this person, and looks like probably very important.
Well, it's PhD, Josh. A lot of schooling.
Woman has a doctorate and probably is very smart and learned.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I can say her name. Can I?
I mean,
it's her name, right? It's what her mama named her.
Yeah. How would you pronounce that?
Dr.
Rosen?
Galakowicz?
No. It's Dr. Brenda Dickhoner. Dickhoner.
Excuse me? Dickhoner.
Uh-huh.
PhD.
PhD. How about changing your name?
DeConner? DeConner?
DeConye?
How do you pronounce H-O-N-E-R? Honor?
Honor?
Honor, yeah.
Honor.
Honor?
Honor?
Honor, yeah.
Honor is H-O-N-O-R.
Well, Honer then?
Honer? Dick Honer?
It's either Dr. Well, Brenda look. Dick Honer or Dick Honer, PhD.
Right.
And that's real.
That's a real name.
The amazing part of this entire thing is KOA in Denver. Very big radio station.
Huge radio station. One of the original, like, clear channel 50,000-watt radio stations from back in the day that when you were a radio dork like us growing up, you could pick up all over the country.
I clicked on this tweet specifically to see the comments.
And
the likes. And the retweets. There were none?
None. Not one.
Twitter had to have just shut that one down. Like, we're the only ones seeing this tweet. I follow KOA.
Yeah, I do too.
I go to their timeline. It's there.
Right.
There has not been one comment?
Not one.
Come on, nothing. Social media. You can't tell me.
Yeah.
We're the only ones that question this person's name.
Right.
Very, very disappointed in social media.
Yeah.
How that is not KOA's most popular tweet ever.
Right.
I have no idea.
Should have went viral.
No likes. No retweets. Ready, Colorado, no comments.
Ready, Colorado President Dr. Brenda Dick Honer, PhD, on Douglas County school funding.
Come on.
That seems like, a very important story.
A very important story,
and two,
yes.
They buried the lead.
Yes.
It's all about the funding for the kids.
Feel free to go comment. It's on.
Why is Brenda such a bad name to have?
Though? I don't know. Dr. Brenda definitely goes by Dr.
I would go by Dr.
Brenda.
Brenda.
Yeah.
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 What's somebody your last on the text line wants to know if she took that name in marriage.
I don't have that.
My wife has always said if you had a name like,
no,
you know,
you'd still change it.
Yeah.
You can't do that to you.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like she claims that she, I'm not going to even say the name on the air. I'm not even going to go there because that person may be listening. I don't know.
No, you can't. You can't do this.
Somebody from the text line wants to know if there's anything I wouldn't trade Dozier for. Yeah, Mondi.
Wow. Wow. It's going to be a big day at KU tomorrow. They got a sold-out football stadium tomorrow.
How about that?
How cool is that?
Yeah.
So it is time to play catch-up for new Jayhawk money, new Jayhawk fans. You need to get educated. We're going to help. Next.
This is Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967, with friend of the show, Brett Veach.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning. I mean, I'm not. But you are
on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
in Lawrence. A sellout crowd. First since 2013.
Big day.
They played K-State on that day, and there was a lot of Wildcats.
A lot of purple.
So this is a big day because they're going to sell out the booth.
That's right. Have sold it out, baby. Have sold it out.
It's going to be a full house tomorrow, Kansas and Duke.
Right.
For football.
For football.
I should know that. For football.
For football. Yeah, they're not playing a basketball game in front of 50,000 tomorrow.
They didn't put a court in the middle of Memorial Stadium.
No.
And play basketball, which would be kind of cool.
That would be cool. They would sell that thing out in 2 seconds. That would be actually awesome if they do that.
That would be really, really awesome. Yeah. Ideas for Travis and Jason.
Who?
But it's going to be a big day tomorrow. One piece of advice for you, for me, would be don't take K-10.
Oh, yeah.
K-10's
a
mess.
K-10 is a disaster.
Drove over there for the soccer game last night. It's down to one lane for about almost 10 miles.
Oh, there's construction going on.
Yeah, there's construction
down there.
K-10. There's one lane for about 10 miles. It's a zipper merge, and we know we suck at those.
Right.
So we can't figure out just to drive up and then alternate cars.
So are people going to get there? Nobody's going to pay a toll on the turnpike.
It's an 11 o'clock start, so you might as well leave now.
Oh, God.
Just head over there.
11 a.m. kick.
Just head over there now. Okay, so
that's going to be brutal getting over there.
Avoid K-10. Just take 70 over.
If you got the ability and you have a helicopter, take that.
So avoid K-10. That's my.
Anybody have a helicopter?
My advice Buffalo. For you. And then also, I mean, there hasn't been a sellout there again since 2013, and really a KU sellout since Reese.
Since Mangino was probably the coach.
Since Reese and Company.
Yeah. Okay, Mangino, he's over in Italy right now. He's in Rome yesterday.
And so I think there's a lot of, I don't know, new money Jayhawks Jayhawk fans. And
it's not new fans. It's like, why would you support something that's bad?
Haven't been there in a while, what have you. Just remember, if you're going to go, you got to clap.
Hi, my name's Matt, a drum major for the Marching Jayhawks. And I've asked a few of my marching band buddies to help teach you the clap sequence to the KU fight song, I'm a Jayhawk.
There you go.
The clap sequence is simply a pattern of threes, ones, and a four.
And a four.
It's really easy.
The clap sequence first appears about 30 seconds into the fight song.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that we are a response to what the band plays, not with them.
Remember that.
First segment goes like this. 3-3-1-1-3 with a rest or empty count before each.
That's right.
Okay.
It sounds like this. Ready, set, rest 1-2-3, rest 1-2-3, rest 1, rest 1, rest 1-2-3.
Where's the 4?
Now speak the words with me as I clap. Ready, set. Rest 1-2-3, rest 1-2-3, rest 1, rest 1, rest 1-2-3. Now let's clap that together. Ready, set. Rest 1-2-3, rest 1-2-3, rest 1, rest 1, rest 1-2-3.
It's very helpful.
Yeah, it is.
Now let's add the band.
On. Oh, I got to add the band now.
And 1. And 1 more time.
I missed it. Was there another 3?
Come on, guys. Tighten it up.
And that's all there is to it.
Where's the 4?
The fight song after the rock chalk chant whenever Jayhawks gather. So always be ready to put your hands together. Rock chalk.
You know, I've had friends of mine over that are Jayhawk fans. We all went to KU together. We've never done that at when we gather. We just never have done that when we gather.
And remember, it's a response.
A response.
It's a response to the band.
Not the band.
You try to play with the band, they're going to give you that steely glare. It's a response.
Right.
To the band.
It's a response to the band.
There's another one that's like ones and fours.
Where's the 4?
That's a lot to remember.
It is a lot
to
remember.
That's very difficult.
It's very hard. I still can't figure it out. I went there in 95. Well, I don't know how to count.
1-2-3.
Rest 1-2-3.
So
where
thanks,
the
Matt.
Hell is the 4?
I don't know where Matt from the band is.
I want to know where Matt from the band is
because he made a great video. They tried to suppress it for a while.
They really did.
Hard. It was really hard to find.
Yeah.
But no, it's still there.
Yeah.
So if you're going to the game and need a refresher, just Google KU clap.
KU clap video. About the third or fourth one down.
Yeah. There's some other video.
Nothing like that. No, that was it. That's the one. That's definitely the one. Here's the thing.
I didn't know if you do that on your work computer necessarily, you know.
What's that? The KU clap?
Yeah, I don't know if you type that.
Some
in.
People had that when I was living up there. They had the KU clap.
I don't know if you type that in or not. What would pop up? Whew. So
here's the thing. This is pretty impressive. 3-0 versus Duke, non-conference game, and it's sold out, right? That's awesome.
That's good. It's great.
It's really awesome, right? This should be a a wake-up party for the Royals, though, is what I'm thinking right now. And you're going, how do you connect KU to the Royals? Well, I do, because hope sells tickets, right? Hope and possible belief in your program sells tickets. This was a moribund program over in Lawrence, Kansas, right? It was literally on life support. Nobody was going, nobody cared, nobody was paying attention. This team got off to a 3-0 start, and everybody wants to be in Lawrence now and wants to be a part of this because people like winning. And really what they like is the hope and the ability to think that their team is going to win. And so the Royals need to have that same kind of mindset as KU. Get people excited, do things that are going to get people excited, win a couple of games early, and people will go to your events. Fans for the Royals right now, they're looking at it, they go, what hope is there right now? It was like KU football. What hope was there right now? They started off 3-0. They got a coach everybody likes. They're doing good things. Give you something to hang on to.
Yeah.
The Royals have to take a page from KU. Start hot, which is what you have to do every year, but also you got to sell hope, and you got to give people a reason why they want to believe in your product. And right now, Lance Leipold is that guy for KU. Fans are falling over backwards for this guy, right? The Royals need to look at that and go, how do we become KU football? I never thought I'd say that in my life. The Royals need to figure out how they're going to become KU football.
Win.
And win. Win.
Win,
yes.
Is the answer.
Win is the answer. But it's only 3-0 right now. They haven't played. They played that one conference game. But
it's not loyalty. It's not because you have to. It's not because it's your right of whatever season it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, you got to give them a reason to go.
But that's where sports is right now. We're not going just because it's there.
It's not promotions. Promotions are nice and they're fun.
Right.
You can't lean on that stuff. College just tried to do that too at times when they're bad. No, just win games.
Just win games. Go out there and win games.
The reason that place is sold out Saturday, you've won.
Right. You won. You're 3-0. You're not 0-3. If you're 0-3 going against Duke, nobody's going up there. But you won, and you sold hope. And you sold hope when you hired Lance Leipold. And people saw some signs last year. They beat Texas. People were excited about that. Nice win, yada, yada, yada. But they came back, and they responded to the exciting offseason that people had. The Royals need to have an exciting offseason, and it needs to start at the end of the season. They need to make a lot of moves inside that organization, because if they stay stagnant and they stay stale and Dayton Moore is the only move that they made, well, people aren't going to buy into that. That's not hope. They're not going to buy into that. They want to see change. They want to see excitement. They want to see something that they can be a part of and buy into and get excited about. The Royals need to be KU football.
Rest one, rest one, rest one, two,
without
three.
Without the fight song, because that's already taken.
Remember that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Again, KU clap.
Right.
Someone wanted to know if Dr. Brenda could help if you get KU clap. I don't know.
I bet she's an expert.
I don't know if Dr. Brenda can help. One of our listeners, Adam, did find the tweet. And so at Josh Kugler, at Bob Fesco, yeah, Adam found the tweet, and he's working on it.
Right.
So. Voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, regardless of opponent, is always on guard. So we're like way out over our skis. Like, this is going to be a no-brainer.
Right.
I'm sure he's going to tell us what the Colts present on Sunday. We'll talk to Mitch next.
Fesco in the morning. Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Great song to listen to with the headphones on.
Oh, I agree.
When the music goes from one ear to the other.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
I thought for a second there I was actually adjusting my headphone jack here for a second. Yeah. I'm like, wait a
Something
second.
Wasn't working.
Well, this jack has been messed up for a while, and it doesn't work properly unless you have it properly plugged in, right? Mm. So I was making sure I was properly plugged in.
At a reasonable volume.
That's exactly right.
At a reasonable volume. Chiefs will take on the Colts coming up on Sunday, 12 noon, the kickoff, pregame at 9 on 106.5 The Wolf. I keep repeating noon. Don't have a lot of those.
Noon
games. Very few on the schedule. What, 5 total?
Mm-hmm.
1 now, and then there's 4 in the back half of the schedule. But,
right.
And maybe a 5th, I guess. That
well, you got the Jacksonville game is a noon game. That's the only noon home game this year, right? Or the first noon home game,
no,
right?
Late. The holiday ones.
Yeah.
Seattle and Denver. Could be flex.
Could be flex. But I don't see. Well, I mean, the way Seattle's playing right now and the way that Mr. Limited is playing right now.
I don't know. That would be the case. So Chiefs and Colts coming up on Sunday. We chat with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. Mitch, you are always one to kind of make everybody breathe. We look at the Colts being not very good in the first 2 weeks. But what kinds of things could they present the Chiefs on Sunday?
Well, all kinds of stuff. It starts with Jonathan Taylor, who's the premier runner in the league after winning the rushing title last year by 500 yards. But it also leads to one of the more perplexing things about the Colts in these first 2 weeks. They spend more cling on their offensive line than any team in the NFL. They spend $42 million on it and like a good portion of their salary cap. But Taylor's had 5 negative runs. That's the most in the league. And the offensive line just can't get on track. But this is a dangerous team. They get Michael Pittman back. But it starts with Jonathan Taylor. If they can't get him going, then it's hard for them to get anything else going.
Yeah, I mean, the running game seems to be the way that every team wants to kind of get this thing established. And with Willie Gay Jr. out for the next 4 games, who are we looking at? First, let's talk run game. Who's going to replace Willie Gay Jr. in the run game and making those stops?
Well, it's a little bit like the answer to Tyreek Hill, because and Matt McMullen, the senior team reporter for the Chiefs, and I do a podcast called Defending the Kingdom, and we did one this week. People can get to it later today if they want, but we kind of go into that. It's entitled Apples Doesn't Equal Apples. Like, we always talk about an apples to apples comparison, and in the case of this, the answer here is yes, it'll be Darius Harris some, and he's been around this team for 3 years. He had some significant snaps late in 2020, made a big play against Atlanta to kind of help salvage that game. But it's also going to be Leal Chenal. It'll also be the Chiefs playing a variety of combinations with the safeties. You'll see safeties in the box. And this group of safeties this year is better athletically and a little more powerful and physical to play in the box. So it's not just, oh gosh, it's going to be Darius Harris and that's it. You'll see all kinds of varieties of schemes and personnels and approaches to replace Willie Gay Jr., depending on down and distance circumstance and whatever Spags wants to do. And he likes to dial up some stuff, as we know.
You've always said one of their best attributes is preparation and being prepared. They knew suspension was coming at some point in time. What did you see that had them, I guess, preparing for this ahead of time?
Well, honestly, I saw it throughout the spring and summer and in training camp, because Darius Harris and Leal Chenal and playing these extra safeties was getting maybe a little more attention than usual, or we just saw a lot more of that than I think we would have if Willie Gay Jr., they knew that something wasn't coming down the pike at some point. So yes, this was not a stunner, was not a blindside to the Chiefs defensive staff and to Coach Andy Reid. And we all know how superb they are in trying to prepare for any circumstance, but they were working ahead on this one. Now, will it work? We'll see. Just because the Colts are dangerous and the fact that they have Jonathan Taylor to center an approach around to upset the Chiefs, which they did back in 2019. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mahomes, here's your stat of the morning. Mahomes is 45-1 if the defense allows less than 27 points. I mean, that's a crazy stat, 45-1. The one loss was to the Colts, and it was 2019 when the Colts had the ball for 37 minutes in that game.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
It was super weird. Shady had the fumble going in the red zone. But the point is, Kling, there is a formula to beat the Chiefs for the Colts, and it centers around Jonathan Taylor.
Well, yeah, and for me, though, Mitch, I would counteract that and say, okay, Chris Jones, Derek Nottie, Turk Wharton, yep. You know, those guys in the middle, they need to play big. I know you probably clearly notice this every single game, but it's more apparent to me after 2 weeks of the season when Chris Jones dominates the line of scrimmage, this defense can't be stopped. How do we get 4 quarters of dominance out of Chris Jones?
Well, he's been showing that. Now, his Pro Football Focus grade, which, again, Pro Football Focus, what do you call it?
Semi-pro football out of focus, yes.
Well, we use their stats when it's good, right? It's like political polls.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not good numbers, we go, oh, that's just garbage. That's some cat in his basement doing
right.
It. But we'll use Chris Jones here as a good Pro Football Focus grade. Only Aaron Donald had a better grade last week among all interior defensive linemen than Chris Jones. He's shown more consistency than he's ever shown in his career. Now, you're dead on with this game. The Chiefs have to have him every snap. But one of the good things about this team, now, one of the other sneaky injuries here that has a little more impact than I think any of us think would be Mike Dana's injury.
Yeah.
He has a calf injury, probably won't play. And so Malik Herring is going to have to enter this rotation on the defensive front. But there's more guys. They're not just saying if Chris Jones is – they've rotated people in. They've got more depth there. I mean, for example, they hit Herbert 8 times in that Charger game from 5 different guys. So it's a little bit like the wide receivers or the offensive weapons. The Chiefs have more guys on defense, not just a few, but yes, Chris Jones is the centerpiece of that.
You know, and I'm not the only one with a semi-pro football out of focus. Travis Kelce on his podcast has convinced agents pay those guys to get better grades.
You know what? If Kelce talks, I'm not going to ignore it. And somewhere, somebody gave him that thought. I don't think he just brought that one up. So, yeah, if you want to have a conspiracy theory, go ahead.
You know, this defense, Mitch, too, as we talk with Mitch Holthus, is now down, what, 3 starters, I think Spag said yesterday. You've got the Mike Dana injury. You got Willie Gay out. Obviously, Trent McDuffie being out. Like, this is all of a sudden, like, through 3 weeks where we're like, wait a second here. What's going on? We got kind of a banged-up unit already.
Well, something Kling and I talked about along with Dana during the broadcast. We had avoided it during the preseason. Every team in our division seemingly had one of those before they even started. And now here's specifically, and Dana's injury hurts more than you think, but still, yeah. But there's also guys to compensate. Now, the linebacker position is arguably the thinnest on the team. There's really, I mean, Jack Cochran's been called up, the rookie out of South Dakota. That's primarily for special teams. But you don't have a whole bunch of dudes just sitting in there at linebacker. So, I mean, Nick Bolton, speaking of centerpieces, Nick Bolton is not coming off the field, but those other guys will rotate around.
So am I wrong to have, I guess, blind faith that Brett Veach knows what he's doing and the next guy up is going to be just as good? Because that's the way it's kind of been. We've been, I don't want to say spoiled, because Brett Veach is doing an amazing job, you know, over there at Arrowhead and his staff. But I feel like, Mitch, like, I've just got blind faith. Like, all right, next guy up, I'm going to be fine, because Veach is so good at that bottom kind of, you know, portion of the roster.
Well, we are spoiled by it because Brett Veach has done an amazing job. I said he's Salvador Perez hitting home runs into the fountains. I mean, he's hit home run after home run after home run with these rookie picks the last 2 years. But he's also added these free agents that he seems to recruit to the culture of Andy Reid. The second part is the mindset that Andy Reid brought 10 years ago. I just remember conversations in those first 13, 14, 15. I'm like, God, we don't have Fesco. What are we going to do? We're going to have to play Klingler. And he just looks at me like, you know, shut up, you know. Don't even talk about it, because Klingler's going to be not only fine, he'll be good, and he may be so good that you can't get him out of the lineup. And honestly, it's a mindset. And that's been that way since day one with Coach Reed.
I think that was my career in a nutshell, Fesco. At least my 6'10 career. Patrick Mahomes continues to kind of...
That was your big Hempstead. That was your moment.
Yeah, that was my moment.
Keaton Waller.
Yeah.
2 seconds to go. Give it to Klingler.
There it was. Soccer, but yeah. Mahomes continues to make progress. Some of it right in front of us and some of it not so right in front of us, but certainly through a couple weeks, more than impressed with the way he's run this offense.
Kling, it's the most underrated story of this team. And that is, we're so used to Mahomes, you know, after 65 starts, being the best quarterback in the league in every category in history. But what we have seen, and it has been subtle, but it has been steady, and it has been ending up being profound, this has been 5.5 months of Patrick Mahomes taking the next step in his career. His discipline, his maturity, not that he's been immature, but he's just like gone to another level. I ask EB about it. I talked with Eric Bieniemy. I talked with Nags about it. I talked with Coach about it. And I talked with Patrick about it on Monday night. I don't know if you guys heard that chat that we had during the Kingdom show, but it was entirely different. He staying in the pocket, understanding his protections, staying with his protections. I think he loves the fact that he can go to 5 different guys on every snap and it can be effective. I think he loves the fact that he's got a Justin Watson who came out of nowhere that can run and has catch radius. I think he loves the fact that he's got a whole bunch of red zone threats, not just Kels, and that he's not relying on Tyreek Hill to have 12 or 14 targets. I think he loves that. But part of the love has been him just going to another level in mentally, physically, and emotionally in his career. And it's been very subtle. But to me, it is the story of this season thus far.
Talking with Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs here on 610 Sports Radio. How do you do that? But, like, he's evolved so much. Was it just him going back into the classroom? Because I feel like we had this conversation after the first year where Andy's like, well, Mahomes has got some things to get better at. We all rolled our eyes and said, okay, straighten your feet out and you're going to be just fine. It kind of seems like he's reinvented himself. And I was talking to a Colts podcast yesterday. I said, that's the scary part for me. If you're playing against the Chiefs, you still don't know what's going to come. You still don't know how to prepare because Tyreek Hill's off the field and you just don't know who the guy is that's going to have that big breakout game.
And Bob, to back up your point, the Chiefs are the only team in the league that have six different guys with touchdowns. They're the only team in the league that has seven guys with at least five targets in 2 weeks. They're fourth in the league in 8 20-plus yard passing plays, but it's come from six different guys. Now let's go back to Patrick. What has happened? I think the answer is a whole bunch of things. If people get a chance, do we archive those Kingdom? The Chiefs Kingdom Show interviews. I don't know if Specs got them up or not, but if we can find it, it'd be worth putting it back up online for just listen to Pat and where he goes with that, because it gets into his inner circle, which is part of the answer. He's got such a great group of people that are close to him in his inner circle, whether it's guys from White House High School or from Texas Tech, but he's been very smart in picking good people to be around him, and not just yes dudes, but these are guys where gives him a very strong foundation, the horizontal accountability to kind of bounce things off of. But also, it has been the fact that, I mean, EB was talking yesterday, hey, he's got a little girl, he's got a boy on the way, and he's a dad. He's a 27-year-old dad. He's going to have two kids. And that'll do it, I think, the way the season ended last year. I think the fact that he just sees more and soaks everything in, that he's got this much more database of experience in the National Football League. I think it's all of that, but it's also a big piece of the story that we can overlook just because he's been so good to start his career. Just take, for example, week one. He lights up the Cardinals. Week two, the Chargers are coming after him. That's a hard game. He doesn't put up fantasy numbers. He's at, what, 270? And he gets 70 of those on two plays, 30 to Hardman and 41 to Watson, but he's grinding it out, and he doesn't mind. He likes it. He goes and picks up Isaiah Pacheco's football in Arizona. I mean, these guys love him, but he's lovable. But he's even working to be more lovable the way he grows as a person and in his game. It's phenomenal to see it, but it's also can be very subtle and you can overlook it.
Yeah, the Chiefs Kingdom Show from Monday night and the rest of the shows are at 610sports.com or the Odyssey app. You can click on the shows and find Chiefs Kingdom Show and check out that interview with Patrick Mahomes. He was terrific on Monday night. Mitch, do the Chiefs able to buy another week another kicker and give Harrison Butker more rest on that ankle?
Yeah, because I think their kicker situation is more certain than the Colts. I mean, they basically fired Rodrigo Blankenship after a skanky 42-yarder that could have beaten the Texans in week one, but didn't, so they tie. But Amendola, two things that were overlooked in the Charger game was the fact that that guy doesn't miss a beat, and two, the fact that Tommy Townsend was brilliant. I mean, he basically took a possession away from the Chargers with the 74-yarder at the end of the half. The guys let roll for 11 seconds. The other thing was he was just flipping the field. Yes, I think the Chiefs can live off Matt Amendola in a dome for one more week because the Colts aren't that certain there either. Plus, they have Matt Hawk, who's their punter, kid from Des Moines, played at Dowling High School, but he was awful against the Chiefs in the playoffs. People overlooked the fact he had a 29-yard net against the Chiefs last year as the Bills punter in the divisional playoff game, the famous 13-second game. So the Colts have kicking game issues as well.
No doubt. Mitch, we appreciate the time as always. Yeah. We'll look forward to the called noon game. You're going to get up early for this one. Not used to these nooners, huh?
Well, yeah, but kind of the old days, like your body's going, hey, this is the way we used to do it.
Yeah, it's
like
good.
We always played Sunday at noon, get the ball game going.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I am too. Let's roll, man. Let's roll. Have a good call. We'll talk to you again next week.
Kling won't even get home at 5 to get up at 6.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm looking at the end time. I'm like, that's how we do it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mitch.
All right, boys.
See ya.
See you guys.
Mitch Holt is the voice of the Chiefs here on 610 Sports Radio. Yeah, this is so bad. This week's itinerary, you know, comes out like here's when we need to be ready to go. All I looked at was like, what time are we getting home?
What time?
Oh my god, it was
5 o'clock.
Landing at like 8:30. I'm like, sweet.
Wow, that's great. That's outstanding.
Two things you checked out: menu and flight time.
Yeah, and flight time. I was like, wow.
Don't look ahead to next week.
No, I know.
Yeah, because you're going to be like coming from the airport. You may not make the start of the show next week.
I literally might not be here at the start of the show after the on the third after the Tampa Bay game.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I'm already preparing for, okay, there's a deodorant in the bathroom, walk into the studio kind of deal.
Well, if it's the new KCI, they got those new changing rooms in their bathrooms. You could have just stopped into one of those
changed.
So when the new airport terminal opens, you'll be able to do that. No excuses.
That'd be good. So that one
might be a little bit different. For that game, honest to God, somebody should drop you off at the stadium and then somebody can pick you up at KCI and get you here so you can circumvent all that kind of stuff. Mm. We can figure that out.
It's a little more difficult to maneuver that, but it might be just show in progress, which would be kind of
that's
fun.
Fine. It'd be interesting.
It'd be different.
Yeah.
Be
hey,
different,
Josh, right? Welcome in. How was the flight?
Yeah. This week, noon on 106.5 The Wolf, and pregame coverage starts at 9 a.m. There's a very big anniversary on the show that we need to get to. We need to revisit. Coincidentally, like yesterday's show was almost there. We'll get to that.
Yes, it was.
We'll get to that next.
This is Fesco in the Morning. Preferred 2-to-1 over other competing dentists. Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
So a big anniversary on the show.
Oh, yeah? What do we got?
And I thought we were nearing those levels a little bit yesterday.
Just close. Nah, we weren't getting there yesterday. Yesterday was a very serious show. And
well, no, this is a serious anniversary. We look at it now and kind of laugh, but at the time it was very serious.
Oh, at the time it was, yes. Yeah. But yesterday was a very serious show. I mean, everything that was discussed and talked about yesterday, it comes from the heart and comes from truths. I mean, there's nothing, I'm not wavering on anything that was yesterday.
With Dayton Moore being let go by the team.
Right.
And switching things up at the top and... Think you called for the managerial change?
Yeah, manager has to be changed as well. Right. There's no question about it.
A cheeseburger thrown in there. I'm not sure how that.
Well, we were talking. You were saying turkey burger.
Whatever it was,
something.
It got beat up to make us turkey chili.
Turkey
today,
chili. Out
so
the
thank
deal,
you, Doug.
Yeah.
However, we got there.
No, look.
But I thought there were moments we might rise to the level of the Lewisburg cider rant.
But I was never mad yesterday as I was just like, have fun, right? Have fun.
Yeah, you're pleading with the Royals to have fun.
Just have fun.
Make it fun.
They don't.
Make sure they have fun.
And if you're not having fun playing baseball, how can I have fun watching it? I got a text
That's
from
a big part of it.
I got a text from Jason Nivens last night, our resident friend over at 98.9 The Rock, good beer drinker, stud of a human being, takes the bus, right? And he said to me last night, I don't know if you're following, but the Yanks are down to the Red Sox. Judges walked 3 times, but I bet they're still having fun. And they were. And they ended up winning in the 10th inning last night. They beat the Red Sox. Anytime you beat the Red Sox is a good day. But that's what it's about. You watch other teams and they have fun. The Royals have not had fun for the last couple of years. And you could say, well, yeah, the record stinks, but that's a systemic thing. They need to have fun. They need to have fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.